is entering the conference. There is a membership meeting.
The
reason. You know what happens? I guess some of the soldiers are half asleep.
What?
I came Monday night at 6 o'clock.
This past Monday night?
Yeah, for a Cassius committee meeting.
Oh.
It was dark, it's locked up. I called Cholum. Cholum, is there a meeting today? Not that I know. I said, isn't this the 17th? He said, yes. I said, the meeting? Yeah, the 17th of February. So I said, I'm a little early. Then I had a meeting last night. I was supposed to be at the yeshiva with the Constitution Committee. 2 hours before the meeting, I get an email. The meeting's canceled. Conflict of schedule. So I wind up set with the CRC. She had to feed me Monday. She had to feed me Tuesday. She wants to make sure that I'm going to have
Tonight, dinner will be served.
Yeah.
Or serve yourself.
Yeah. I will be serving dinner. On Sunday?
Yes, Hashem.
Where is the trip this year?
Directly to El Israel.
Oh.
Nothing in...
No Europe?
They changed it. Originally, several months ago, there was destined, that's the way it was planned in the whole state of Eastern Europe, Frankfurt and Berlin. That's where it's supposed to be. So when they checked it out, they found out, at least those who plan it and have all the logistics, they said it was too expensive. Too expensive. Everything, no matter what it was too expensive. You know, so these trips to really bring in what they wanted to bring in. So they figured, but we're still going to go. So they said, why just spend that time? You know, let's go right to El Chisoil and see. Yeah, that's right. So we're not going to go. The first part of the trip will be when we land at Tel Aviv. We're going to go to Kibbutz Lavi. And then we're going to have their study session, and the next 2 days will be up there in the Galil in different historic places, study sessions.
Are you going to be staying?
In Kibbutz Lavi, and Wednesday night will be in Yot Hashem in Yerushalayim in Dan Panorama.
Okay.
And the rest of that's where we'll be until Sunday. And early Monday morning or Sunday night, we come back.
All right.
Yeah, that's it.
It's one of the few hotels that actually stays nicely, even that night. Probably even nicer than it was when it was the Malayan and Moses. It's over 20 years old.
Well, in these missions, our first mission in 2003, when we came to El Chisoil, we stood at the plaza. Then they changed it to my very expensive one, Tepel, the David Citadel.
That's
very posh, expensive. Yeah. We were there a couple of times, two missions. Then they figure out that's costing too much money.
They figured it out.
I had nothing to do with it.
Figured it out before you walked in the door.
So then we had the last few.
For the winter, $439 tonight.
The last few times we've been at Dan Panorama, it's been very nice, very good. In all respects, it's been good.
The location, I think, is more important for most people than anything else.
Yeah, well.
Dan Panorama is expensive, but if you get to walk in and pick up the air, what you're going to care about. They were a very young married couple and they did Aliyah. And the wife, Pesetri, St. Stafford, was invited to a luncheon with some women. So someone introduced
producers to Reverend Ellison. So they told her, this is Mrs. Ellison. Well, Kay Deku is excused. She thought the joke is, well, hi, I'm Mrs. Giraffe. And this was sort of the true story that it happened with her.
The origin, according to a professor at Yeshiva, the name, giving the name like elephant, was anti-Semitic.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. They even start giving names to the family.
Menachem Gornish?
They got giving names to identify the, what they thought was the Jewish physiognomy with noses. So they had elephant. You never heard of
that? Is that a European word? Is that what kind of
elephant it is? That's a German.
German.
Schnabel. Schnabel. And Beck. The Beck, there's also Beak. You
know? And then you
have Scarlet. Most of those who had those names, they're definitely elephant. Those have names. I don't know of anybody else that has a name elephant. They're
like
Jewish. That's all. Enter Spanish. Juanita was said, so they couldn't say Juanita. They said Juanita Yentl, Yentl, Yentl. That's how it came out. Sprinter was Esperanza.
Esperanza.
So you look to Sifre Seamus, have all these things. And Schneier, some want to say, is from the French, Seigneur, Seigneur.
Oh.
Although there's a debate about that. Some say it was because there might have been two grandparents called Mayer, so they called Schneor. Raganza Asik. All right, today, since it's the eve of Rosh Hashanah, we're having to do with El Tzor, I figured let's talk about these things come up every now and then about the Makom HaMikdash, how far you can go, and it's an extended discussion going back to the time of the Chazal about the Kedushas HaMikdash or Binyan Beis HaMikdash and HaKrovas Kabonas Bizman HaZeh, meaning any Zman after the Churban, which was an ongoing thing by found in a lot of Sforim, a lot of debate about it. So let's take a look here where, first of all, what is this mitzvah of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash? So the Rambam is here in the Sefer Aveda and Hilchos Beis HaBchira. That's Halacha Aleph. Mitzvah Aseh La'asov Bayis Hashem Muchan Li'os Makrivim Bo HaKabonis. Now, but this is very interesting. The Rambam says that the main focus, he says, of building a Beis HaMikdash is to be Makriv Kabonis. Doesn't say some, like people say, well,
is entering the conference.
The Holy Temple to pray. It's Leviyas Makim Bo Karbonis. What else? Lefegin Elo Sholish Pomin Mashonah. Shanem Av Yosuri Migdash. We'll see me saying that Pashik in a couple of weeks in Pashas Tumma. Bukvah Nisparish the Tehra Mishkan Shosa Moshe Rabbeinu. Vahoya Lefishor. Shanem Aki Livoyzer or Voysam Ad Ato Elam Nucha Velam Nachla. Because that's what Chazal say. That refers to Yerushalayim and the Harabayas and all Migdash. David Shemitzma to the Horus, and Mido Amishkan the Gilgal Abbas Rishonah Shekip Shuv Vesholchol, Vesholchol. Misham Bo Lashilo, Ubon Hashem Bayashel Avoni, Upo Shu Yerio Samishkan Olus, Lahoyt Hashem Tikkun, it was open. The, what else? The Shashin Samaseh Shana Omad Mishkan Shilo, Vishamais Eri, Eraz Eri Akayan, Chorev Ubo Lenev Ubo Nesham Migdash. Shemei Shmuel Chorev Ubo Legidon Ubo Nesham Migdash. And we are, it means Israel like a temporary place. Umigivon Bo Lebeis Olami. That actually means the eternity, the real Migdash in Yerushalayim. Menev Egivon Sheva V'chamishim Shona. And then just quickly, he's saying the Kevin Shenibda Migdash Yerushalayim Nesu the day on. And that's what you have, Binyan Shabbana Shlema Kvam Mekuris Mamalachim, saying Binyan O'osi Libbana Safa Pishahu Kosa B'Yecheskel, because in the last talking of Yecheskel, nobody talks about a bias, some say the bias, Shlishi the Osi Lovo, the same Binyan O'osi Lafa Pishahu Kosa Yecheskel, and the Mekuris, the Mavur, the Anshi Bias Shani, Kishabbana, the Mei Ezra, Banuo Kibinyan Shlema, the Ein Groy Mekurashim B'Yecheskel. And then the Rambam outlines all the things that are necessary for that Beis HaMikdash. Now, at the same time, the Rambam doesn't say anything about any type of sequence of building or rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. So there's a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. He doesn't say that this mitzvah is not now or not, that there's a chiyuv. So in the Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam, he is more maybe for specific, or it mentions certain things. There's a chazal that makes it something of a problem how you learn that shot. Now it's mitzvah chof, number two. It's only one line on the bottom. Then you go over to the next dot there. Mitzvah chof is a Rambam sefer mitzvah. Now, what is the Aveda? Now we go over to three here. Bo ahakrova, the Havorosa Eish Tummy, the Elov Tia Halicha, the Aliyah, the Regal, the Kibbutz, the Chol Shana. Lu Ami Yisal, the Osuli Migdash. Very similar to what he said up to now in the Mishnah Torah, in the Yana Hazoka. The Lashon Sifri, this he does not mention, the Rambam. Yeah, at least right here. Shorosh mitzvos v'stavu yisrael v'eis nisosam li'oros. Limnos lehem melech, v'limnos lehem beis abchiro, v'lehachi zaro shalom olek. That's what he's saying. Hine his bayer, shepinyin beis abchiro, mitzvah v'tnei atzma. It's a separate mitzvah. In fact, the way Rambam learns later, don't have to go into it, that all the what we would generally be called the artifacts or the necessary things that are part of the Beis HaMikdash are included in the mitzvah of Binyan HaMikdash. The Mizbeach, he says, is a separate mitzvah. The Mizbeach is a separate mitzvah. But what you do see here, when he quotes this Chazal, which is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, about the Shalosh Mitzvahs, that became a subject of debate in Achrenim, as far as the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Do you first have to have a melech before you do that? In other words, he will be, so to speak, the instrumentality for getting the movement on the Binyan HaBayis. And then he also mentions where the Gemara says, "Ahachi Zara Shalamolik," because you would expect that Melech has the responsibility of annihilating a Molech, the way it's mentioned in the Torah. But as far as Binyan Beis HaMikdash, some say that you can't build the Beis HaMikdash until you're going to have the Melech. Which might imply the Melech HaMashiach. That might be the approach from Malchus Beis Dovid, whatever it is. So that's what is inserted over here. The Kesef Mishnah quotes part of this Sefer HaMitzvos right there, and that first Amud, you can see on the side Kesef Mishnah, but I thought that is basically of significance. Now, let's take a look at the question. Well, the Beis HaMikdash, the way Rambam describes it, the purpose is the Hakir Bo Kabbonis. The Makir Kabbonis.
Why do you say then that
Binyan HaMizbeach
is a separate
mitzvah? Well, that's a separate mitzvah as far as building that. But the question is, do you need a Mizbeach to be Makir Kabbonis? That's also something. Do you need a whole Mikdash to be Makir Kabbonis? Maybe you can't be Makir Kabbonis until you have a Mikdash. Because in the dealing of Kachin, there are clearly prescribed nechitos, in other words, boundaries. For example, those who are learning Daf Yomi are re-familiarizing themselves. You have Kachin Kadoshim and Kachin Kalim. Kachin Kadoshim, the Mokam of Shechita can only be B'tzofam. You have that in the whole Isaiah Makayim printed in the Siddur. That whole Mishnayos of the fifth Perek, Ozvachim, is in your Siddur. The reason why it's printed there, the Meforshim say, is there's no Machlekes. That's one place in the Mishnah that no machlekes. Take a look. No machlekes. So anyhow. Anyhow. But that's it. That's always worthwhile when there's no machlekes. We should be zeichet to that. Anyhow, so in boundaries, Kachik Kadoshim is only within the Azorah. When you ate Kachik Kadoshim, the Kainim, the mainly the Zifrei Kahuna, or so forth, can only eat it within the Azorah. If you take it out of the Azorah, there's a Psul of Yetze. It becomes disqualified. If it's Kachim Kalim, like Shlomim, for example, or Teda, which is also like a Shlomim, it's the whole Eir Yerushalayim. That's the precinct, the boundary, are the chemes of Yerushalayim. Maaseh Sheni, for example, is only within the boundaries of Yerushalayim. But so there are definite things. So now take a look at this Gemara and Megillah. But the Gemara and Megillah is of Yeshua's opinion. That will be number these documents that we ran up, number four. But the Gemara means okay, look at the middle of the graph where I just underlined. The other of Yeshua. Shamati. Shamativin. Alpha Pisha ain't biased. You can be makir kabbonis, although there is no Beis HaMikdash. Eichlin, kachir kadoshim, apel pish ein kloyim. In other words, although there are no, like in the Mishkan, you had the curtains, or there are no walls, although there are no walls. He's saying, kachir kalim amaisa sheni, apel pish ein chayma, there's no walls in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim has no walls. The only wall, because people talk about the wall of the city, the Turks built. That's from one of the sultans built that wall that is around over there with all those gates and everything. That's not from the original wall. In the case of Marobi, what we have is those who identify certain layers. There's one layer that say that it break down. It goes back to the time of the Bayis Rishon. That's what they have. And then you have different layers from Bayis Sheni, from Hurdus, and then later other times. Anyhow, so Mipnei Shekedusha. So what's the reason? So listen to the lashon. Mipnei Shekedusha Rishena Kicha L'Shaita V'Kicha L'Yosher Lover. His opinion is that they know that's a machlekes, but his opinion of Rabbi Yeshua is that, and he's using an expression which normally we only use for Eretz Yisrael B'chlal. When you talk about the Kedushas Ovitz, is Kedushas Ovitz, for example, today, is it part of Kitchu L'Shaita V'Kitchu Osolovo, or is it only Kitchu L'Shaita Lo Kitchu L'Osolovo? So that's a machlekes between, actually, in general, Tanoim, the Beleza and the Yeshua argue about that. So when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, for example, the Rambam, Paskins, that Tumas Amaisus and Eretz Yisrael only the Rabbanim. Why? Because Kedushas Ha'oretz became Batel on account of the Kibush. The Kibush is sort of dissipated or was Mavatel, canceled out that Kedushas Ha'oretz. However, with the here when Yeshua is talking about Migdosh and uses the same terminology, Kitchu L'Shaita, Kitchu L'Shaita. So the question now, if you stop right then and there, is to ask, well, just like Kedushas Ha'oretz is according to Mandoma, Kitchu L'Shaita, Kitchu L'Shaita, but if there was Kibush, it should become Batel, and same thing with the Migdash. So here's where this comes in, but nevertheless, Rabbi Shua holds, you notice there, it points to the Rambam, and that's the next Rambam we're going to see, but the Rambam asserts himself very strong, very aggressively, on almost a personal level, where he talks about I. He mentions Zich, I. You'll see the language, very interesting language, in Beis HaBechira, that will be number, do we have it there? I'll have to find it there. Number five. So first start by Yudalit, which is sort of a preliminary to his opinion about the Kedushas Yerushalayim and Kedushas HaMikdash. Now he says the following. First of all, Kol Makom Shelonasa Bechol Eilu Uleseid Hazeh. Now, what he's talking about is that, you know, in the second parak of Shavuos, the Mishnah talks about how could you expand the Kedushas Yerushalayim. You had to have a whole procedure. You had to have Kayan, Gadol, Navi, Melech. You had to have Shir. You had to have Levium. You had to have Shiori Menachos. You had a lot of sorts of things, and you could expand the Kedushas of Yerushalayim if you wanted to. The Kedushas, right. So, but the Rambam is referring here, he says, Kol Makom Shenolasa before able to say that there ain't Kiddush Gomer. So what about what happened in the time of Ezra? He's asking a pertinent Shiloh. You had no Melech. Ezra stayed Kiddush. Because part of the ritual was to have two Kabbalah Kiddush. He's saying, Kiddush, this is the Koran who Shiloh, both the mice of Niskadish Hamakam. Because all those things are mentioned in that Mishnah. So what was it? So the Rambam says that the Kedusha Rishayna Shekitcha Shleima to Kiddush Azor Yerushalayim L'Shaitam the Kitchon L'Yosu. In other words, that's an eternal Kedusha. And now he comes forth and he says further, So with this Hakdama, let's understand what Rabbi Yeshua said in the Gemara. Shemati Shemakrivim Apo Bishayin Bayis Vos Kitsh L'Shay Tikitsh Yosu Lovah. So here's where the Rambam brings it in. V'ficha Makrivim HaKorbanos Kulam Apo Bishayin Shem Bayis Bani. You don't need a bias for that. The Mokam is Mekudish. The Eichlin Kotchi Gadoshim Bechol Hu Azor Apo Bishayin Chereva. Well, it's understood you have to know the boundaries. You have to know, that's the thing. You have to know the boundaries. In other words, you say you're up on the Har Abayis, you have to know the boundaries. We'll see there's a lot of things that are coming out over here. And you'd be surprised the pressures that certain groups in the Eljus world are bringing up about this. Is Reinam of Kephas B'mechitza, the Eichlin Kochin Kalim, or Maisha Shein, before you were Shalayim, Alba Bishayin Shom Chemes. Now here's where the Rambam, I would say, asserts himself. He says, this is a Ichdog. So Lama Ani Aimer. You know, really, the Rambam will say many places, the Rambam says, Yirali. Yeah, it seems to me. But here he says, Ani Aimer. The fact is, there's a Sefer, the whole Kunt is written by Rav Cook's Shverzal, the famous Gaon Balo Aderus. Aderus is the Rosh Hashanah Elio Dovi Rabinovich Tumim, who was the Rav in Ponyvez and Nir, and later was the head of the Eidah Harei Olma Kerelos Ashkenazim in the early 20th century. Just for a few years, he was there. So, Aderus, who wrote dozens of Shverim, almost any Inyan that you can imagine. He had a Kuntras, I think they published in the Schulzinger edition of the Rambam, Kuntras Yirali. Wherever the Rambam says Yirali, he explains what the Rambam means because it's a sort of individualized opinion, a sort of a hachor. Here, Rambam ducks there stark. Ani Eimer. That always fascinated me, this language. The Lama Ani Eimer beneath this Yerushalayim, the Dusha Rishayna Kishu Shaita, Kishu Yosef Lavai. The Kedusha. So why is this different from the rest of Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael, the Rambam, Taskins, and Hilfus, Tumas, that all the Dinim of Tumas and Maisa only the Rabbanim. Well, the Shah, Eretz Yisrael, the Shvi's, who Maisa is here to them, Loki, Chili, Yosu, Lover. The Shvi, to Kedusha, to Amitya, to Shalayim, is Mei Ashkina, who Shkina in the Batela. The Shkina is there. It's not Bottle. That's it. The Hari Yoemer, and he says, Da'ayat Chorev, Rashi Meisi, Es Migdash Eichem, V'yom HaChachamim, Apo Pi Sheshmumim, although it's devastated, B'kidushashem, Ein Eindu. Apo Ki Yavarod, B'shvi Yisrael Meisis, Ein Elam Yisneishu, Kibush Rabi, Mekeven Shem Nilkech HaHorot Miyadeyem, it was completely overrun. Bottle is one. Botel Hakibus, the Niftum in Ater the Maitis Reis, are Ainamin Eros Yisrael. Even Shola Ezra, the Kitchen, the Kitchen, the Kibus. I didn't run off the rest, but what I'm saying is, how would Ezra be able to be Mekadish, whatever he was Mekadish? He says it be Chazoka. That wasn't a Maitha of conquest, which is a specific Kenyan, with Chazoka. So wherever they were, that's where they had Tumas of Maitha, where they would not, there would never was Kiyah. But then after that, there was a Kibush again, so that becomes bottle. That's the point. But Yerushalayim is because of Shina. Shina? Never. That's the point. Now, if you look, the Raiva disagrees quite, I would say violently, with the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, if you start just with the Rambam, if the Kedushas Amigdash and the Har HaBayis has its original Kedusha, so that's the reason why we're all Tumei Meishim. We have no Kor HaDumah to be Metara from that. So that makes the problem when he says, Avo Pi Shein Bayis Makriv and Karbonos. How can we do that? Just think about it. I mean, just as a problem, that's part of the thing we have to wrestle with yet. But the Rambam is saying that there's the Easter of it has the.
He's entering the conference.
The reason Kedush is if you enter the Makom HaMikdash, it's high key of course. He of course, any tumor, whether it's tumas mess. So maybe if your person came, I'm going to give him a vela or sheretz, whatever it is, it's loving, you can't. It's the Eitz, of course. So the Raivad, however, disagrees. The Raivad says, where the Rambam says, the Kedusha Hashem Shekit Yishleim, and Om Avram, Svor Sakim of Yisu. The Lo Yadati Me'ayin Lo, will become a Mekamas Menishna Me'ayin Migdash Yirkov. If there's no Migdash, when it talks about, for example, Bikurim and so forth, let it decay. So it seems that there's no deen of sort of rejuvenating the Migdash. And he said, V'gemor Amru, V'nokul Mechitis, Alma L'mandom, V'kedush Rishayim, L'kitsh Yot L'lovi, V'lokholik, Be'n Migdash, V'shalayim, V'shayim, 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 doesn't make any difference. That's his time. V'lo'od, Al-Shani Aymer, Safila Rabyesi the Omic Kedusha Shnia Kitchel Yasilover, Lo Alma Ella the Shah El Chisoil. Avalu Shalaim and Migdash Lo Alma Lafisha Hoya Yadea Ezra Shah Migdash Yushalaim as seeding Rihishtanos. They're going to be different. It's actually based, if you look at Sefer Yecheskel, you see there are certain Shinuyim, what Yecheskel talks about, what the Canaan did, what the way it's going to be built, a certain kabbonis, whatever it is, and he's saying, Yitzanis is Kaddish Kiddish Acher Olami, the Fred Hashem Yerlam. Kach Nigler, so this is what Iva says, an amazing, everybody wonders at this statement. He says, Kach Nigli, Misayd Hashem Lirayo. He's almost talking like I'm a kubble. Yeah, whatever it is. So look, but this is an important point. The Sefer HaNichnas Atashom Ein Bo Kosh. That's what he's saying. So in Pashtus, someone would say, I hold like the Rai, but I'm going up on the Har HaBayis. But what's interesting is that Rav Kook in his Sefer, the Mishmat Kayan, which discusses Hilchos Atluyas Boros and Mitzvos Atluyas Boros, goes as a section there, Hilchos Beis HaBechira. He deals with this. So he's saying the following. Let's say that there's somebody who's going to come along, and even if he's a great Ben Teva, and he's going to be Machria, like the Raivad, do we accept that or not? He puts that up, like it happens many times there. Machlekeson comes a global, he's Machria this way. So Rav Kook's main contention is, just on the basis of Spur, and history, really, since it has been Muzuk, since the time of the Churban, we did not, ever Jews were chayshus to go up on the Har HaBayis, it seems that the Chazoka of the Hachro was like the Rambam, Nitvi the Raivet. So somebody can't come along now and say, You're allowed to go up on there. And there's another pshat that they give in the Raivah. The Raivah says, ain't no cause, or maybe there's a lot. Maybe there's still an Isha, but the Isha is not cause. Those kinds of, others learn pshat that way, the Raivah. I just mentioned that as a specific addendum. But going back to the Rambam, it seems following just the pashas of the Gemara of Rabbi Yeshua, Afo pi she'ein bayis, makrivim bay kavanos. So the question is, did this ever happen? Did this ever happen? So it happened, according to some sources of Rishonim, it did happen. There's a sefer on Dinim of Eretz Yisrael. It's one of the classic sforim from a Rishon. Ishturi Haparchi, that was his name. The sefer is called Kafto Vapelach. It's a small sefer, I mean in size the way they printed it. In fact, the edition that I have is a reprint in Eretz Yisrael of an edition that was printed in Berlin of a Talmud Chacham called Rav Hirsch Edelman, who was in the Bodleian Library in Oxford, who got a hold of them, that was in the, who looked at manuscripts and all. And so in fact, Ritz Hayes has a letter to him at the end of that sefer. So he worked over the Kis B'Ksav Yad, so you have this whole sefer, Sturi Haparchi, there. So in there, he has in one section, and it's even quoted later, we'll see in a moment, the exact quote that he has that was taken by one of the Achrenim in the controversial situation. He says he uses the following language there's a whole debate that one of the Bali, remember he lived at the time of the Bali Tesis. The Bali Tesis, there were some of the Bali Tesis went to Eretz Yisrael. One of them was not the Rabbeinu Hananel that we know of, that was a Talmud of the Gaonim from North Africa, from Cairo on North Africa, but it was a Rabbeinu Hananel, some confused with Rabbeinu Yechiel of Paris, from Paris, the French Bali Tesis. Was in Yerushalayim, and what he does over there, he says that you should come to Yerushalayim and to be makriv korbanos. Now, where do you have that language repeated? In a very interesting halachic dialogue between the Gaon, the Baal Orech Lener, Rav Yankov Etlinger, one of the great Achrenim in the 19th century, and with Hirsch Kalischer. So, now, Rav Hirsch Kalischer was Talmud of Rav Akiva Eger. You know, he's, as you say, no lightweight, what we're talking about. What a great Talmudim of Rav Akiva Eger. And he had a Hiseiris. He was a Rav in a place in Prussia called Thorn. T-H-O-R-N. Thorn, they wrote it. He was a Rav there. And he wrote a Sefer Drishas Tiyon, in order that we should have a Seiris to go back and build up Eretz Yisrael, that the movement of Zionism before political things, and he also pushed for, he rewrote, that we could be Makis Karbonis. We'll refine the Mizbeach, and we'll build my Karbonis
before Molotov.
It's almost a contemporary, actually. Shmuel Molotov lived a little bit later, but also in that 19th century. They knew of each other. So, in the Tshuva's Binyan Tzion, which is the Sefer, Shilas and Tshuva's of Rav Yankov, the Baal Orech Lener, the first three discussions there are on this matter. In fact, the first Tshuva, Rav Gaon Moreno Tzihish Kalischer, the Kilik Adisha Torah. And he says he read, he very respectfully talks to him that he saw his sefer, but he disagrees that you can't do any of this. And he also cites what Rav Hirsch Kalischer quoted from Ishturi HaParchi. Now there he has the citation from Ishturi HaParchi. He writes here the language, the Shekosav. The commotion because of the safety of the Kata Perish Rabbeinu Hananel ni Paris, Zal Oma Lova Yerushalayim, Dishmas Yud Zion Le Elof Hashishi. That's where we're going very early medieval times. There. Shiyakri Karbonis craving betuma. Because we can't be matarza. How can you do that? Now there are two kabbalas that if a tzibur is tamei, is doicha tumah. That's a whole sugis in the Gemara of Pesachim and in Yuma. Tumah, there's a machlekes. Tumah either hutra betzibur or hutcha betzibur. The Rambam passing that's hutcha. Whatever it is. So it means that even if the kainin and the tzareiv hatzibur are tamei, when it comes to the korban Pesach, there is no din of Pesach Sheni. The din of Pesach Sheni is on Yechidim. The Rei Vatzibur are Tohir, and so Misha Oye Bederech Lecheike, or Oye Tameh, that's the way for Pesach Sheni. But if the Tzibur, the Rei Tzibur was Tameh, you're mocking, everybody's mocking the Korban Pesach. So he's saying, the two Korbanos that are Hutra, Hutra, whatever way we're going to go, that has that din are the Tameh and the Korban Pesach. So that's what there's they don't know for exact. They think that they were makriv at that time a korban pesach there in the makom hamikdash there. So that's what it seems to. That's the quote. That's what Rabbi Hirsch Kalischer points to about that. However, the others there was a big hisayrus aroused a big hisayrus against this approach. In fact, the one of the Gaonim of the latter part of the 19th century lived into the 20th century, and he had for his time with Aridus Yomim was the Gaon Reb David Friedman Zalof Karlin. They call him Reb David Karliner, who wrote a classic, sefer on Eben Ezra called the Piskei Halachos, on all of the dinim of Nisuyan, of marriage, besides Shailos and Tshuva, Shailos David. He wrote a sefer, Shailos and Tshuvos. So in the Shailos David, the David Kalina has Kuntras Siyam Yerushalayim. What is it? A whole Kuntras which is opposed to Reb Hirsch Kalischer over there. And he takes apart all the following. What are the problems? For example, what are the problems of being Makar Kabbanas Bizman Hazeh? Forgetting about the Arabs are going up, can imagine what would happen, or so forth. But forgetting about all of that, or so forth, so he says that there are many different problems. There's this problem about the tumah. There's the problem. I'm just going to state them, and others have restated it even more expanded. There's a problem about koning. Who's a kohen miyuchas? Because to do the aveda, you gotta have a kohen who is a miyuchas. So who's there that it should be a yichas? Another problem is bigday kohuna. If a kohen, even if he's a miyuchas, in the time of the midrash, if he didn't wear the bi, who was a chasav begodim, he's machal the aveda. So bigday kohuna is a problem. But what is tchelus? I'm just touching right now. We'll come back to it in a moment. Again, and then, well, who knows exactly the makom of the mizbeach? If the kedushas are makom where you have no walls, you have no thing, how do you know where if you're doing the actual in the proper place? These are some of the points that are brought out in the sefer, the Shailos Dovid, where it has this kuntus in Yerushalayim.
The question whether the begotten and all the is related to the makrid, or whether it's because it's Beis Hamikdash triggers those.
Well, no, well, that's
directly makrid.
Well, the whole thing is this, that the big day kohuna to do the aveda is makrid.
But if you hold that the mizbeach is independent or makrid,
no, but it has nothing to do with the mizbeach.
And maybe
it's not independent of the mizbeach. It's a separate. It's something that has to be in the mikdash, but it's a special mitzvah. Like someone can have a taina, is a special mitzvah to build the oren in the mikdash. So according to Rambam, it's not.
So then the question is, are the begadim connected to the...
No, the begadim has to do with the aveda of the kain. The kain, whether it's a hedges or kain gadol, the kain or the kain gadol cannot do the aveda of the chusha begadim. That's the point. So do we know how to make the begodim? Do we have the tchelus? that would be in the wool, you know, the proper dye, that the whole subject, the whole matter.
But what triggers the fear?
I know that's people that have.
What?
I know people.
Well, we'll get to that too. We'll see how all these things become connected and so forth. But what's interesting to note is this. Rav David Kalina, who opposed that, he writes toward the whole conclusion of his critical halachic criticism. So it's kedai to see, and it's not that extensive. I'm looking to say for Shailas David, that Puntus, at the end he said that, remember, he lived at the time, the latter part of the 19th century into the 20th century. So he writes, if you remove the idea of being makir kabbonis, he is mishtatef with the binyan of Eretz Yisrael. He, as if to say, he's a Zionist.
To that extent.
He says, ani mishtatef for binyan ha'aretz or everything else of that sort. He was very positive, and you know, his authority credit was he was respected even by the Blitzker, you should know. That means a lot. Okay, because he was someone that when he, in his forum, he constantly used primary Mekeiros. Babli, Yerushalmi, and Roshanim. Very few Achrenim. But he's Marchi. But I'm just saying, that's an interesting particular point that he makes in that. But this is the Masa Matan year between Rabbi Yankov Edliger and Hirsch Kalasher. Also, respectful tone. No name calling, no this or that. But he opposes it. That's what he's saying. All of this thing about the Beit HaMikdash and so forth, so he has that extensive discussion back and forth on many of these matters. Now, the others who have dealt with this particular Indian, is the following. There's a sefer that he lived in Yerushalayim, and he wrote a lot of scribe about Tikhatsinsky's art. Yechiel Nichol Tikhatsinsky lived in the old city, and he wrote some very classic story, like he was one of the original ones that wrote a sefer called Bein HaShmoshes, about time, the time elements of Nates, of Shkia, of Tzeitzer Kachovim. He has a sefer there that was printed in the 20s. Printed in the 20s. But he also wrote, I would call it like a mini encyclopedia in three volumes. Yir HaKadosh VeHamikdash, where he writes everything about Kedushas Yerushalayim and the Beit HaMikdash. And in the last section, he writes about this problem, about the question of being the possibility of this tnuah, or this movement, to be makir kabbonis or not. So towards in the third tailor there, he has a big arichas on all of this. At the end of Perik Aleph Zion, he writes there, Hamisha Dvorim Adoshim Pitzvon Le'avedus HaMizbeach. There are five things you have to solve. You have to solve the following five elements. Elohim, things which we know about, even from mentioning about with Dovi Karliner, who was in much earlier. He's serving Efer Pura Lataris Atmeir, to be Matar Atmeir. Base. He's serving Kainim Yuchosim, the Kisrei, what he's talking about, the Kisrei Yachas, you know, Yichas. Like all the time we say that when they're speaking our Ben, Lamaisa, people try to find, I know when I lived in Borough Park, there was a very old Rav, of Rappaport, who was descended from Davis, from this Rappaport family of Canaan, that he was in his last year, the Rav of Prague, the Jewish community in Prague, and some people gravitated to him, that Pidyon HaBen, because they felt that he had a Ksav Yichus from that time. But the story is about the Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon was a Bechor, and his father made Pinyin HaBen. They say that's the way the story is, that the Vilna Gaon traveled to Hamburg. In Hamburg, there was a famous Gaon from Rabbi Foil Hamburger, they called him, who was a Kayan Yuchas. And he went when he was grown up to make sure his opinion of Ben was proper. So at he gave him the money. That's what he did. Anyhow, so Kiel Mikhail Gatsinsky emphasized this fact. Now what's the next thing that you have? Ain Lono Gam something else. Shikle Hasedish. Do we have a dean of Tzibur, the financial source that supplied the money for the korbanos? In order for the korban to be a korban tzibur, what do we have? We talk about parshas shkolim. What's the whole AC with parshas shkolim? Because to bring the korbanos from the new year, that was the yechad ba'adar mashmiim ala shkolim, starting with Nisan, all the korbanos tzibur had to be taken from the Eitzah there in the Migdash. So we don't have that. Where do we have that public treasurer of the Shkolim? So that's another technical point. And then number dollar is, where do we have the big tikkun of the Tevus v'Argoman? Yes. And then Kesad Eifo, that he's saying, how are we going to have the Mizbeach, the Mokam HaMizbeach, the Digdik, know exactly where everything is. He said, this is something, the fact that I know from hearing certain things on Piyashmur that I've grown, Saul, was trying to say you can go up to this place and it's not the Isur of Korvus, whatever it was. They were trying to pursue that particular approach. Now, what's interesting when talking about the big day kahuna, we talk about the talus, he goes into what was the talus? What exactly was it? Because from the time of Chazal, their statement in Chazal, they said, we don't know, we don't have the talus. Chazal said, we don't know, we haven't recognized what the talus is. And thank you. They recognized what the Talus was. So in the 19th century, there was the Radzina Rebbe, the Gershon Henoch of Radzin, who was an Odom Gadol in learning. In fact, he wrote a sefer called the Sidrei Taharas on the whole Seder HaMishnah of Taharas, and Shas collected it and made it like a Ravalfus. That with all the lumnus, he was an Odom Gadol, great Gadol, but he was a Rebbe. So he had as his life project to find the creature from where you got the dam of the talus for that color. So according to him, his investigation brought him to the Mediterranean Sea, where there was something called the cuttlefish, which is a creature that's like there. And he says from there, that has like a sack in it. He says when you take out that dam, that sack, it makes the Talus sound. So all his chassidim were Talus. In fact, in Borough Park, there was, down the street from where I live, on 54th Street, there was the Hazina Shtibel. And there was a descendant from the Hazina there, and they wore Talus. The Talus from that marker.
Which is different.
No, just a minute. So he wanted, it was at Eva. So he went around to the daily Yisrael of the time to get their hachkom on it. And he wrote to Svarim on it. There's a sefer called Ein HaTelus, Psil HaTelus, with big lumnas back and forth. And he went once to the Gaon of Yosef Dov HaLevi Zal, the Brisker Rav, after whom the Rav that we call the Rav was named after. He went to him, now Rav Soloveitchik, our own teacher, one of the shiurim where he talks about Neseva, he describes the meeting between Rav Gershon Henoch and Rav Yosha Be'er. So he tried to convince him. So Rav Yosha Be'er's response was interesting. He didn't deny that that's not the Talus. But he says, I have no Maseva that that's a Tehillus. There's an Inyan of Maseva. And as long as I don't have any Maseva to say that that's what it is, I can't accept it. That was his approach. Of course, I know later on, you have a correspondence that took place between Rav Tikhatsinsky and Rav Herzogzal. Rav Herzog has his rabbi doctor. Where did he get his doctorate from? Rav Herzog never went into the university, but he did get a legitimate doctorate, just like there are people that do the... If you do your homework and you pass any exams and so forth, you can get the accredited. So he got his doctorate. He wrote a thesis on a creature called Sepia officinalis, which he felt that's the chalazon, which is a type of a worm-like thing. And it appears, where did it appear? It brings from Chazal and every place else. We're mostly in the north part of El Jisrael in the Horei Zvulun towards Haifa, in that area in the hills, that after certain rainfall, the Chazal has it says the whole hillside was full of these worms, or full of this chalazim. And from that, they made the Tehillus. So he claimed, in fact, he got into an argument of Herzog with a descendant of the Radzina Rebbe. The Radzina Rebbe, there was one Rabbi Yeruchim, who was a big London, who lived in Borough Park too. And he, in fact, I had it when I was editor of the Hadaron, I published some of the letters that his Rabbi Yeruchim Liner was that Rebbe was given to me by his son, Moshe Yosef, who lived on the next block, to publish in Hadaron where he tried to respond to Rav Herzog. And he has it back and forth. But Herzog claimed that this is the real Tehillus. But he didn't push them to say that you have to make Tehillus. He just has a doctorate.
Would that constitute a Masorah as far as Rabbi Yosher?
I don't know. Probably not. Probably don't have that. It's a whole question. I understand that today there are people from YU and others that I think Rav Herschel Schechter is convinced that that's actually the Tehillus. I don't know. But I'm a little uneasy about it, that's all. But, you know, in principle, it's the real Tehillus that there's no Dean Shockness by that. You could wear, because it could be wool,
right,
and it could be the pishtim together. It's only Deicha when you have the real Tehillus. But if you don't have it, you can't do that. Yeah, I mean, whatever it is. But that's all part. So the whole question is that Ma'akiv and the Big Day Kuna? So they all write. I mean, Rav Tikhatsinsky writes and others from Ashkim that if you don't have the real Tehillus, and since the Big Day Kuna has Tehillus, we are Gomon and everything else, you're not going to be able to do that. So how can you have a Tehillus? Even you have a Kayim Yukas. Even you have the Mokum Mizbeach. So how do you get over that? That's an Ikuv. This is part of the problem. Besides the whole union of the dinim of Tumah. Well, Tumah would only be on certain Karbanos, on Pesach and on the Kom Tzom.
Well, was there a response?
Well, he tried to write back. They were trying to make the Yukim in the Gemara back and forth. But the question remained. That's all. The question, in fact, of Gank of Ettlinger, it's the first tshuva. He says the things that he brought for Araya, he says, is Araya Fakir. So he goes back and forth. You have to go into the whole tshuva. In fact, in the second tshuva, he writes, Bidei Dabe Bikdushas Abayas, Echka Odin Yesh Takona, Lichtes Lamokam Harabayas is Manazeb, and Eza Mokam Mutter Lichtes. That's where Bianca Vesma is asking that child. Where can you go? How you can get in there? Before, how are you going to operate all of that? And also, the Dean of Tumah is only the Gabe Tumas Mes, a Zav, or so forth, could not go there. But someone who touched on the Leila couldn't go there. It's only the Gabe, the Dean of Mes. Of course, the Pora Duma It's only Matara from Tumas Mesh. It's not Matara from any other Tumas. So these are part of the problems that existed when they had these movements about the making the building of the Beis HaMikdash. So that the end remains here the way very fundamentally you know it wasn't a person more in had Avos El Chisrael, Avos HaMikdash, Avos Yerushalayim, Kedush Yerushalayim than Rav Kook Zal. Rav Kook never implied any kind of a heter to go up on the Har HaBayis whatsoever. He was very adamant about that because he said we have this whole Maseva of ruling like the Rambam. So nobody can come now and say, Chalt be the Haidah. You know, it's pretty nervy. The only thing that has happened, people have said, we know the dimensions, we know where this is, where that is. That's very difficult.
Like the Moscow wouldn't wear tefillin.
What?
Like the Moscow never wore tefillin. Like it's Rishayim and Mechonish, he doesn't want to take sides.
What?
Like the Maskil who said he never wore tefillin, Mark.
And you don't need a Maskil. I used to say that the American Jewry, the comes Chalamayit, they say, they not only don't they wear tefillin on Chalamayit, they don't wear tefillin on Gansho. They don't want to be Maskil that way. But that's the way it comes out.
I wear tefillin.
All right. So, but the end result is that the matter, there are groups in Yerushalayim amongst what we call, they have their fervor is for the rebuilding of Yerushalayim the way it used to be, but they want to overstep the boundary about doing things on the Har HaBayis, which is dangerous for many reasons. That's one way to really enrage. We're not ready for that type of situation. That's all we need. You know, when things are a little bit quiet, that's all you have to do with that. Just like that, the Maisa with Sharon, there with the Chesma Maravi underneath, where you're digging, and so forth. So that's the point. So let's hope and pray, Mehera Yevona Beis HaMikdash, and then we'll be able to be, we say that every day in davening. That we should be mocked of all the Kabbalists, not the way they should be, that's all. All right,
nobody.
Next week I will, Netz Hashem, we're going to have Shul on Sunday.
Oh.
And the following Wednesday will just be 2 days after we come back. I will not be available for a shir, I don't think. But only for 1 week, the Netz Hashem, from Sunday through Sunday. Both in Kibbutz Lavi and in the Shalai, we're going to be seeing a lot of places. So where we resume the Netz Hashem shir. On February, I'll tell you when. Let's see. On February the 9th. February 9th in Mirat Hashem, and hopefully on the 16th.
Okay, returning, leaving, coming back on the 9th.
When are you going to Hawaii?
Like, you know,
you're going a different direction.
St. Thomas Land.
All right, Ford Gesundheit, enjoy yourself and rest.
Has left the conference.
Mark Wiener.
Has left the conference.